Hello, my beautiful friend. Hello, hello. Welcome to another Sunday Love Gram. Before we get jumping into things, I'm going to play just a tiny little bit of music just to set a nice Sunday tone. It's funny because I typed in starting over, and this song came up. I don't think that I love the song so much, but this beginning musical part that I just played for you was quite lovely, so I thought I'd start with that. And the reason that I typed in starting over is that I was thinking about, as I have been actually for the last couple weeks, you know this because you've been traveling around on this leap year, leap day journey with me, which is the idea of giving ourselves permission to have a restart, giving ourselves permission to reset, to have a course correction, to without any sort of blame or guilt or shame for ourselves, without making ourselves feel bad about anything, just kind of taking a chance to look and see if there's a place or some places in our life that we wanted to make that course correction, just like leap day. And I guess because it's leap year, I'm allowing myself the luxury of staying with this topic for a couple weeks because it has stayed with me. And I always see that as a sign that there's something important to see. And in this case, I really believe that we can allow ourselves way more permission than we give ourselves, way more permission to, to release, again, like I said, to release those feelings about ourselves that might get attached to maybe what we consider, failing at something or giving up on something or not doing our best. And instead, what if we just saw that moment as a restart? And again, for those of you who maybe missed my last couple voice love grams or emails, I've been talking about my astonishment at really for the first time in my life realizing truly what leap day is, which is a course correction. You know, it's literally every 4 years they insert a day into the calendar that affects, that billions of people use. It affects so many people, and yet there's total permission to do something like as awkward as that. And so I just say that again to those of you who may be new to this idea, that that's what's inspired me to really think about this. And I appreciate so much those of you who joined in. I did a very quick group coaching session to this earlier this week and loved seeing some of your beautiful faces. Hello, you know who you are. And really appreciated the willingness and openness that people brought. And I realized that maybe one of the things I wanted to do, because there were a lot of people who let me know that they had wanted to come, but they couldn't. It was in the middle of the day of a work day, or the timing just didn't work for some reason. And I thought, you know, maybe what I'll do is I will share the journal prompts with you out loud in the Love Gram. And if you're one of the people who was there, I encourage you greatly to not just turn this off right now and think, well, I've already experienced that, because one of the most beautiful things I think about being a human being is that we truly are different all the time. We may not be realizing or we may not be recognizing that, but that listening to things repeatedly can elicit very different responses from us. We can hear very different things in it that, maybe we didn't hear before. It's astonishing to me that many of you know this. I have a spiritual practice with a teacher, Sherry Huber, and I have heard her say certain things literally hundreds of times. And it might be the 500th time that I hear something, a quote or a snippet of practice wisdom, that it really gets in there, or that I actually hear something in a new way that really is meaningful for me in that moment. And I think we live in a society where we're constantly wanting that something new. I really think that's something that's kind of been trained into us somehow, like, as if, I mean, like, think about in the olden days. I mean, I don't know this, but it seems to me that people would tell stories over and over again. It might be a story from, a scripture, or from a fairy tale, or something that was passed down. It might also just be a story that is a family story that people pass down. Or when you think about much easier and much more present day prayers or poems that we recite over and over again, and there's both a soothing quality to the familiarity of it, and there's also a way of really anchoring something in for ourselves. So I say all this, I know that was a long-winded introduction, but I say this because even if you were with me, and even if you have already responded to these questions, challenge yourself to keep listening and to really just stay as present as you can to hearing the questions and letting drop in whatever wants to drop in now. And it might be some similar things. Again, those of you who have heard them, it might be similar, the things that drop in, but then you also get that further information, that reinforcement that this is really important. And I think that's another really important reason to rewatch trainings that speak to you, re-listen to inspirational podcasts that you like. Like, don't write things off because you've already heard it. I just think there's so much value in that practice of re-listening. So with that in mind, let me go ahead, and what I'm going to do, there's not very many, I think there's 5 or maybe 6 prompts. And if you want, you could pause this recording right now and grab a journal, or, you know, sit at your computer and type your responses, or you could just lie down on a couch and close your eyes and just listen and let whatever arises arise. Don't try to grasp onto anything, but just kind of maybe let yourself just listen and see what comes up. And at the end of the lovegram, you could, you know, take a few notes for yourself, or get out your journal, or make a recording, or whatever you want. But I'd really encourage you to, again, kind of check in with yourself right now to see, do I just want to lie down and close my eyes, or do I want to get my journal and do what is best for you? This is all about permission, by the way. As you know, those of you who have been following along, I see the whole leap day theme as a theme of permission to just like fix something that doesn't feel right, permission to make some duct tape a day on every 4 years into the calendar, you know, whatever we need to do, and just to start over. So here we go. The first question: did you set any New Year's resolutions or 2024 goals that you started and then stopped? You know, or maybe you totally forgot about them, or that you're doing them, but maybe they're just kind of, you're dialing it in. Just think about that. Maybe think about one of them. And why was that important for you? You know, there was some reason why you might have set that goal or that resolution. Why did you do that? What part of it is important to you? And if you're listening to this and you didn't set any goals or resolutions, that's okay. Just take this moment to take some deep breaths and just be with yourself. There's going to be some more prompts. Something will speak to you. Are there negative stories that you get told about who you are or how your life is going? And when I say negative stories you get told, I mean by whatever you call that critical voice in your head or the judgmental voice or the, you know, conditioning or monkey mind, or as my son named it many years ago, squawky poly mind. You know, that voice in your head that kind of just wants to make you feel bad. Maybe those, you know, repeating stories are something to do with regrets or a quote-unquote past failure. Your mind telling you you made a mistake. So these are, I think I forgot to say this, and this is a really important thing to say. So what we're looking at, these are places that we are able to give ourselves permission to reset. So for the first one, of course, you know, if there was a goal or a resolution, this is an opportunity to take a look at that and to start it up again if that feels right to you. In the second one, I'd really like you to consider if a negative story or a looping voice, sort of critical voice, did drop in something, then I want you to really consider how you might course correct by coming up with a mantra that is true. So for instance, if my old monkey mind wants to tell me that my critical voice wants to tell me that I really, you know, screwed up when I was in college and I never started off by getting a good job and retirement account and doing all the things right, you know, and now I'm close to 60 and that looping voice that's been going on for years wants to draw me into that story again. My course correct would be, and this is actually a real one that I've done for myself, which is the course correct is like, I chose a creative life. I chose not to go into the corporate world. That was a choice I made, and I did the best I could at the time. Looking back now, perhaps I would have made a different choice, but I don't even know that. All I know is that, you know, my course correct is to give myself a lot of grace and also appreciation for that young woman who kind of bucked the system and you know, chose her own path. And that was a creative one that led to a lot of great joy, including being here with all of you. So that's just an example of how we might course correct. And if it's a looping negative thought, it's going to come up again and again. So have that course correction ready. The next one is, do you wish that you had more space in your life for something, whatever it is, fill in the blank. And the course correct for that is to decide to give yourself time for that. And I'm going to go a little bit faster because I just realized I've been talking for almost 14 minutes. I like to keep these about 15 minutes so it's easy to listen to. So you can always pause, of course, right? It's an audio. So you just pause it and take as much time as you want with each question. The next one is there a hobby you loved as a child that you thought you would return to, but you never did? You know, painting, writing, cooking, playing guitar. I want you to think about that and to then give yourself a course correct if you want, which would be, you know what, 15 minutes a week, I'm going to paint, or 5 minutes a day, I'm going to cook or write or, you know, whatever it is, strum the guitar. Give yourself whatever course correction and no more blaming or no more guilt, permission, right? Is there something that makes you happy, something that just makes your heart leap, that always ends up at the bottom of the pile, the bottom of the to-do list? You never get to it because there's more important things to do, or you don't feel like you have the time, or it seems frivolous. And again, what would be the restart on that? What would be a way to give yourself this? And I'm not saying you need to do all of these, of course. What I'm saying is maybe there's one out of all the prompts that really jumps out at you, and that's going to be your leap year practice. Or maybe there's a couple. It's up to you. But don't feel like you have to have an answer for each of these. Don't feel like you have to course correct each one. I'm just saying, just find some gentle course correction, some way you're going to give yourself that little heart leap. I have one more prompt, and this prompt is a poem, and it's a poem that you've heard before if you've been listening to my Love Grams, maybe once, maybe twice, maybe more. I use it because I love it, and I think it's a beautiful prayer almost as well as a poem. It's a declaration. You'll know it when I start to say it. And again, try and listen with fresh ears. This is by Caitlin Hott, and it's called God Says Yes to Me. I asked God if it was okay to be melodramatic, and she said, yes. I asked her if it was okay to be short, and she said, it sure is. I asked her if I could wear nail polish or not wear nail polish, and she said, honey. She calls me that sometimes. She said, you can do just exactly what you want to. Thanks, God, I said. And is it even okay if I don't paragraph my letters? Sweet cakes, God said. Who knows where she picked that up? What I'm telling you is yes, yes, yes. So I hope if you've heard that before that you've really allowed yourself to listen again, especially to the yeses at the end, and especially to the permission, the beautiful, compassionate, you know, honey, you be you permission that's in there. And at this moment, I'm particularly wanting you to have permission to course correct, to restart, to reset. So is there something you need to ask life or God or the world or the source or the great something permission for? What is it? You know, let rise to the surface something, maybe it's what you already wrote or something new, that really needs to hear a yes. And give yourself permission for that yes, because you deserve it. And let's all do this, right? Let's all use leap year as a way to over and over and over again allow ourselves to let go of any past. I'm putting this in quotes because it's not a failing, but sometimes our monkey mind tells us that. Let go of anything from the past that feels like it was a failing. Give yourself permission to restart. And if there's something you love that you haven't allowed yourself to have, give yourself that. Let this be, you know, let this be a brand new moment in your life, because it is. It is. And the last thing I want to say is that if you haven't yet taken me up on my encouragement to leap, you know, to do a little skip, 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 leap, and then throw your arms in the air, I really hope you'll do that. When we were doing it on the call, it was so fun. I had everybody just kind of, you know, do a little sweeping motion with their arms, and it's a wonderful gesture of openness and permission, and that's so much what I want for you, for all of us. Sending you great love and continuing happy leap year thoughts and celebrations. Bye-bye.